Let's dive into why this research is significant, especially for developers. The introduction of AuditDM offers a way to systematically discover and rectify capability gaps in multimodal large language models. This could revolutionize how we assess and improve these models.
Absolutely. One of the standout features is how it uses reinforcement learning to generate tough questions and counterfactual images. It's like training an auditor to poke holes in a model's responses, revealing weaknesses we might not notice otherwise.
Right. And the implications here are huge. Imagine trying to improve a model that's used in healthcare or customer service. If we can clearly identify where the model fails, we can make targeted improvements. This could lead to significant advances in trust and reliability.
Definitely. Plus, by discovering over 20 distinct failure types in existing state-of-the-art models, AuditDM provides crucial groundwork for enhancing performance. That's not just incremental improvement. It could lead to breakthroughs in how these models interpret data.
And what's fascinating is that fine-tuning these models based on the findings from AuditDM can help a smaller model outperform larger ones. It challenges the notion that bigger always equals better in AI development.
Exactly. But as promising as this is, we should also consider the limitations. Questions remain about how scalable AuditDM is across various model architectures and how it handles diverse datasets. Good point. The diversity of failure types is a potential limitation too. Future research could focus on expanding the frameworks to more models and scenarios, increasing its applicability. So for developers and practitioners, keeping an eye on developments around AuditDM will be